Rachel here, speaking to Natasha from the Hip Hop Bounce Spectacular concerts happening right across the mid-north of SA today. Natasha, how are you going today?
Really well, thank you, Rachel.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about the Spectaculars?
Yes, they are a culmination of all of our students' hard work. So they work on technique, performance, choreography throughout the year, and we put it together in a big spectacular end-of-year performance.
That's epic. So how long are these guys sort of working on these dances and routines for?
It depends on the age and the experience of the students. So some of them will be working on them all year and others will put them together later in the year or even in just a few weeks in a few cases, depending on, yeah, how old they are and how long they've been dancing for.
That's incredible. What sort of age brackets are we looking at? Everything from like little kids right up to bigger ones?
Yes, we start at 2 years with our Little Bouncer Club. So they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, right through to senior students doing vocational education training and adult dancers who dance for fun and fitness. So we have all ages and ranges in between.
And now there's a lot of different things going on. I've seen hip-hop, jazz, cheer, contemporary, so a really broad range of performances happening as well.
Yes, we cover as many genres as possible, and on top of those styles we also have Bounce Sing, so our performance and singing groups, tap, ballet and tumble, so you get a really good range of styles on show.
Now I get why they call it a spectacular. You've got pretty much one of everything.
Yes, that's what we try for.
That's brilliant. Are there any sort of highlights that people can look forward to?
Definitely. We've got some national champion performers from our bounce team in dance and cheer, so they'll be performing their routines as well as the vocational group that I mentioned who are in training to qualify as dance teachers as well as in dance itself, and a whole bunch of cuties with our little ones.
That's fantastic. So it is touring right across the region. Where can people catch the show?
Unfortunately, they've missed the one in Whyalla, which the good news, though, is the show was fantastic and went off with a bang, so that really set the standard for the scene. And the rest of the shows will be at the Northern Festival Centre in Port Pirie. We have two shows for our Port Pirie campus, and then we have a show for our Jamestown campus and another show for our Clare campus. So dancers literally from across the region coming in to perform and get together.
Fantastic. And where can people grab tickets?
Through Country Arts SA on their website or through the Northern Festival Centre directly.
Do you have a favourite performance that you've seen so far, given that you've already done one show?
Oh, that's really tough.
We love to throw the hard questions out.
The hard questions. Well, I'm going to put it out there that the bouncing team really blew me away this year. I'm a bit of a hard nut to crack with singing, but they thoroughly impressed me. So I'm very excited for everybody to come and see what they've been working on.
Okay, so definitely one to watch out there, as well as obviously the hip-hop, jazz, cheerleading, contemporary, tap dancing, a bit of everything for pretty much everyone.
That's the one.
Brilliant. So you can grab tickets, of course, Country Arts Essays, where you can grab them, touring right across the Mid-North as well. Natasha, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
No worries. Thanks for your time, Rachel.